Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Samach Hei, 465, the Isser of rebuilding in Ir Hanidachas. Last time we spoke about the mitzvah of the mitzvah Aseh of burning in Ir Hanidachas, so today we have the Isser of once it's burned, one is not allowed to rebuild it, says the Torah. Ves kol shlo la tikpots al toch rechova. All the spoils you must bring to the middle of the street. V'sarafta ba'esh es ha'ir v'es kol shlalak kalil. You have to burn all of the spoils. L'Hashem alokecha v'haysa tel olam lo sibane od. If it should remain a tail, a hill forever, it shall never be rebuilt. Lo sibane od. That is an iser d'oraisa. One of the 365. Said the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo livnos Ir Hanidachas la'olam. In Ir Hanidachas shall never be rebuilt. Yal zeh ne'emar, v'haysa tel olam lo sibane od. So we don't know of any Ir Hanidachot that occurred in the times of the Gemara. There might have been some, but there's no place today in Eretz Yisrael where the halachas of Ir Hanidachas apply. There's no place that we know Bizman Hazeh that we are not allowed to build. But either way, the mitzvah is that we are not allowed to rebuild an Ir Hanidachas if we would burn it. Shorash HaMitzvah, the Shorash of the Mitzvah is, as I wrote last time, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that uprooting of Avodah Zarah has to be not only on a personal level, but even on a municipal level, if it is required. Azayim Latorah here has a beautiful lashon. He says, "Kishem sheyesh mekomos misugalim l'kedusha." Just like there are places that are misugal for kedusha, Yerushalayim, or where a city is, where a yeshiva is, and where a base medrash is. Once it is imbued in that area, so we could say that makom, the hamakom goreim, the makom is really goreim that kedusha, and it's more misugal. It's more open to the Kedusha. Just like we say that for Kedusha, Kach Yesh Mesugalim L'Tumah. So too for Tumah, like we say by Baal Pa'or. Baal Pa'or was a Makom that was Miyuchad. Like Chazal say, by Shechem, it's Miyuchad L'Puranus. All the terrible things that happened in Shechem with Yosef and with Dina and with others. So too here, V'yesh La'aniach Shem Makom Garam L'Kach Ve'in Livnos Shem Yishuv Yehudi Chadash. And therefore it is usher to build or rebuild a Jewish presence there. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Dini HaMitzvah, what is some of the halachas? Beferish lo sibane, shein bonin osa la'asosa medino, you can't make a country out of it. Dehainu batim, houses, kamosha haisa. Aval mutter la'asosa ganimu pardesim. I'm allowed to put gardens there. I'm allowed to make trees there. I can make it into a park. I just can't make it into a city. And a city is defined as houses. So what is the Isser exactly? How many houses? This Minchas Chinuch here is not so sure. He says, L'chor, whenever you violate, you will get Malkus. It's a lav sheyish bo maisa. But it is not clear exactly how many houses one has to rebuild in order to violate. V'nira, he says, to al kalpanim harbe batim ba'inan. Shehe mukh. Mechune b'shem ir. It has to be called a city. Aval ein svara de b'bayis echad o yoser ye over kei nire. L'chore, if it's one or two houses, I don't think you'd be violate. But for aboseinu lo biru lanu shira binyan, but the Rishonim did not tell us exactly how much one has to build. V'tzarech iyan ad sheyavo v'yareinu. Until Mashiach comes, we will not know, says the Minchas Chinuch, the answer to this question. Finishes off the Sefer HaChinuch, the Isser Zen Noheg B'Zachar Mevedekevus, and the Isser applies always to men and to women. What happens, asked the Minchas Chinuch Rosh Gimel, if it was rebuilt by somebody else? Let's say non-Jews rebuilt the city. They didn't do anything wrong. Are you allowed to live there? Is a Jew allowed to live there? It's like Yericho. Yeshua Ben Nun put a chayim on anybody who builds Yericho. Once it was built, look, there might not be an Isser to live there. So what about here? Says the Minchas Chinuch, al kalpanim nireh, im avar al halav ubana ha'ir, if one violated and built it, al kalpanim asur le'sheba. Still, they're not allowed to live there. De mitzvah laharsa ulisarfa, kedi lakayim ha'isa tel olam. Part of this isser, but not rebuilding it, assumes the Minchas Chinuch is not to live there, even if it gets rebuilt. That is his assumption. When does this apply? Does it apply bizman hazeh? Like we said, we don't know of any. Says the Sefer HaChinuch that it does not apply to Bizman Hazeh. This applies to men and women. Bizman Shadin Ir Hanidachas Noheg. At a time when Ir Hanidachas is Noheg Vahu. Bizman She Yisrael Al Anmasan. When the Jews are all in their land. Via Sanhedrin Yoshin Bim Koman. And there's a Sanhedrin. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. The Minchas Chinuch can't believe this. Why shouldn't it apply today? Find the din of creating an Ir Hanidachas only applies when there is a Sanhedrin. As we said last time, you need a bezin of 71 to paskin on an Ir Hanidachas. But once it is destroyed, once the Sreifa occurs, so why should it apply even after the time of the Sanhedrin? Wonders the Menachas Chinuch, Veini Mevenze. I don't understand this. Timnas, is there any Dachas Bezrat Shoyu done in Ovrim Gam Ata Bechalas Manim Belavze? Should always violate the Lotivne, the Aser, Livnos, the Olam. Ach Bezman Shein Bezdin, you can't make an Erni Dachas. But an Erni Dachas that was, why shouldn't you be Chayiv? Vizet Pashtun, and this is obvious, and I think, says the Menachas Chinuch, there must be a mistake in the words of the Chinuch, a very strong question on the Sefer Chinuch, or why should that be? Why should it be that just because there is no Sanhedrin, we can't rebuild it? Is he just saying that you're not going to get Malkus? Pasha's not. Pasha's, he's saying the Isser does not apply, so it's a little difficult to know exactly what the Chinuch is driving at. We mentioned last time that there is a Deya in the Gemara in Mesechah Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Aleph that says Irani Dachas never happened. Again, maybe it did, maybe it didn't, but there's at least one Deya that never happened. We didn't specify what that Deya is. That Deya is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar say, Rabbi Eliezer say that it never happened? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, the Gemara says, that Kol Ir Sheyesh Ba Afilu Mezuzah Achas, Enonas is Yerani Dachas. Any city that has even one mezuzah does not become, cannot become an Yerani Dachas. Why? Because it says that we have to take everything and burn it. Vesarafta ba'esh, v'kivan di'i'ika mezuzah lo efshar, but if there is a mezuzah, we can't burn it. That's why, if a city has even one mezuzah, it will never become an Ir Nidachas. Rashi there says, on afilu mezuzah achas, v'kol shekein, and surely, if one has a sefer, echem anachumashim, o sefer mikol anevim, shaskarat Hashem k'subaba, if you have a sefer, also can't destroy svarim. That is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Says the different, we don't pask in this way. We don't pask in this way that even if there's one mezuzah. But the hashkafa behind this is amazing. Says 2 points. One halachic and one hashkafic, let's say, on the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. First we'll do the halachic point. And that is, the achronim wonder, what does the Gemara say the svar for Rabbi Eliezer is? We wouldn't be able to destroy it because there's a losas, there's an isser of destroying God's name. Losas okei l'shem l'keichem, as we discussed a number of mitzvahs ago. Ask the achronim, ask the Torah Chaim, there in Sanhedrin, the Fayin Aleph, ask the Bechor Shor. Ask the Torah Chaim, why don't we say ask the losas say there? The assay of as kol shlala tikvos v'sarafta, the last mitzvah that we discussed, the mitzvah of sreifas irani dachas, should be doche the los assay of los asokei l'shem l'keichem. Why don't you say assay doche los assay, and then there wouldn't be any basis for the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Explains the, all the achronim weigh in on this. Explains the Shor Lameshiv, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanson. He says that the svara for Asi Dochalosase, as we've mentioned many times, given by the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, is Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Right? Assays are based on Avas Hashem. We do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we love Him. And Losaseis, we don't violate out of Yiras Hashem. We're scared. Either we're scared of the Onesh, or we have what's called Yiras HaRomamus. We're in awe of God. But either way, we're jumping away from Hashem, and we don't do it. That's generally Asei Docha Losase. But here, destroying a mezuzah, that itself was a Chil Hashem. Oh, Hashem is happy about this. Avad Hashem beats Yiras Hashem. You can't say Hashem is going to be happy about this. And therefore, it's not going to be allowed. That's the Shor Lameshiv. Tinyana Chelek Dalad, Simen Chav Dalad. One final answer related to this is said by the Pri Asada, also one of the Achronim. It's the collection of this is put together in Kemotzei Shalal Rav. He quotes that Asi Docha Los Asei is only when you need the entire Asei, and it's Doche the Los Asei. But here, burning the mezuzah itself is not a mezuzah Asei. You have to destroy the entire city. Just this mezuzah is nothing. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny portion of the assay. That's not strong enough to say assay doche los assay. You need the assay itself to be doche los assay. And here, you wouldn't say that. And that is the halachic point relating to Rabbi Eliezer Shita. But then we get to the hashkafic point. And that's where Mordechai Elio here in the Divrei Mordechai. He says, Tupshat, he says, number one, he says, B'mikrat, Shatar Ratzalam Dina, the Torah is teaching us, a person shouldn't say, let me go back for a step. I forgot something. The other question is what we pointed out last time. Baruch Hashem, we found somebody who asked it. And that is, why is Drisha v'chakira, the mitzvah of self-examination and all the questions, why is that mitzvah zaseh, as we discussed a couple of mitzvahs ago, why is that dafka by irani dachas? It can be by any of the, any dina nefashas. Why dafka is that put by Aaron Idachas? Explains to David Mordechai, because by Aaron Idachas, we might jump to conclusions. And we say, it's a whole city, so you know what? It's for sure a problem, and it's for sure a majority, and we won't be so medactic about the prati-pratim involved. Explains to David Mordechai, that's why dafka here. Trishav Chakira, even here, where you think, oh, it's a far-gone conclusion, what exactly the psak is going to be, it's already decided, look at the chevra here. Even so, don't jump to conclusions. Every single detail of the case must be looked at, and you have to figure out if they are chayiv sreifa. Number one. Number two, now he gets into this sheet of Rabbi Eliezer about a mezuzah. So what do you see from here? It can't be on a hashkafic level. If there's a mezuzah in the city, it can't be that it's an Irani Dachas. There's no metzius. If there's a sefer in the city, we imagine. We say, oh, how can you burn a whole city? It's a city of Jews who don't even have one sefer in the city. There's not one mezuzah in the whole city. Mikanonu shomen and our elker shall call Yehudi. Says Rav Mordechai Elio, you see the value and the nekuda of every little Jew, even somebody who's kofer and morid b'shem, mikomakom. If he puts a mezuzah up, if he has a little sefer up, that could save the entire city. That's the koach of every little Jew. Even a terrible, wicked person. He has a mezuzah, he has a sefer, he has a Tanakh on his shelf. So whatever it is, says that could save an entire city from being declared in the Irani Dachas. That's the koach of a Jew. Okay, let's talk a little bit. Let's go back to some of the issues that the Minchas Chinuch brought up in the last discussion. Again, all three of these mitzvahs are related to Irani Dachas. First of all, the main mitzvah that we spoke about last time, and that is destroying the Irani Dachas. So what has to be burnt? So as we said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't burn a mezuzah, and therefore the whole thing is not declared any dachas. It's not so simple as we will see what to do in the mezuzah. So if you start with Os Chav Dalid in the last mitzvah, in Tav Samach Dalid, the Minchas Chinuch goes to work going through each and every item. Amazingly, classic Minchas Chinuch, putting together the Gemaras in Sanhedrin and elsewhere, every item, what do you do with? Number one, he says, all animals are killed. He says, Kol Nefesh Chaya, because animals are there to service the people. It's not an onesh, but it's similar to if an animal did an aveira with a person, so the animal has to be removed. So to here, the animals must be removed because this is an entire city of Chilul Hashem. Every remnant, every vestige of the city must be removed. So there is no remembrance of it. It's similar to the Dora Mabel. Like when Baruch Hu destroyed the Dora Mabel, everybody was destroyed. Men, women, children, trees, animals, everything besides the animals on the Teva. Everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyoko had to start again. So too, this is a similar idea. What about the Nechasim of Tzadikim? What if there is a minority of Tzadikim in the city? They tried to be Mashpia, but they couldn't. So the halacha is, the property of the Tzadikim that is there in the city also must be destroyed. V'nichsei Tzadikim, he says, Hamu'atim Adurim B'Yerheim B'chlal Shalala, because they're there. If the tzaddikim have nechasim outside the city, that's saved. If the people of the city have property outside the city, that's also destroyed. But tzaddikim, the chiluk is if it's there or not. The Minchas Chinuch then quotes a very interesting nafkamina then. What happens if the edim that are testifying about the Irani Dachas then become zomimin? And therefore what? They're chayiv misa. The Chayim Misa because they try to kill the city. The halach is they would still have to pay the tzaddikim for their property, their potential property loss. Why don't we usually say Kimle B'der Abaminei? You say, if you're going to be Chayim Misa, you're not going to be Chayim Mamon. Explains the Medech HaSachidach. No, this is what's called Misa Lazeh, Umamon Lazeh. The chi of Misa was to all the majority inhabitants of the city. But the minority tzaddikim, they were just going to lose the money. They weren't going to get killed. And therefore, it's Misa Lazeh Mamon Lazeh, and these Edom Zomim would have to pay both. That's in terms of the tzaddikim. And remember, it's only where a majority of the city worships Avodah Zarah. Majority of the Shevet, that's Xeris HaKasiv, the Gemara says, and the Rambam says, that then the city is not an Irani Dachas. It's from 10, right, if you remember the from 100, I'm sorry, as the Chiddush had said, Ache Yadichu Ruba, V'yiu HaMudachim Imeya, V'ad Chetzio Shel Shevet. It can't be the Rova the Shevet, but maybe that's relating to we're not allowed to decimate an entire Shevet. Either way, that is the halacha. In Os Chaf Hei, the Minchas Chinuch discusses the Rambam and the Gemara about what about hair? What about hair? What do you mean? What about hair? Is hair included in property, in assets? Explains the Gemara. Hair on the head, even of the Rishaim, is not ne'esar. We'll get to the next mitzvah of the Shem of Isser Hana. Because why? The pasuk says, Tikvots visaraf taksif. Only something that is gathered and burned. If something has another action that would be required, meaning cut off, gathered and burned, that's not included, and therefore, you're allowed to make a shetel out of the hair. Or similarly, he says, trees. If you have a tree that is detached, you have firewood in the city that has to be burned, because that's just a regular shalau of the city. But if you have trees that are attached, those are not necessary. You can get the trees and the fruit that are attached out beforehand, because that requires kitzitza, and then kavitza and sreifa, and there's a gzeiras hakasav, only something that is only lacking to be gathered is something that's called shalal. The Menachas Chinuch here talks about, okay, what about shetels? What about a peah nachris in Os Chafaf? So the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara is mechalik between if it's being worn or it's not being worn. And the Menachas Chinuch summarizes. He says, Seir dida a nasar afilu b'rishios. A hair of a person, that's not nasar. Because that is something that would be, require cutting and then gathering, so that's mutter. All hair is mutter. Mechus says, no, it's rana. Afterwards, as we'll talk about it in the next mitzvah, a wig of the rishios, of the wicked, of the people who are chayevis misa, so then even mechuba regufa nasar, that's usur. But the pe'anachris, the wigs of the tzitkanios, that depends. If she's wearing it, so then it's like a malbush of hers, and therefore it's mutter bevadai. But if it is on the shetel head, what's called tali besichta, it's on a peg, so that's the baya delo ifshita in the Gemara, it ended up in a teiku, and therefore it would be aser mitam safik, not aser bevadai, aser mitam safik. But if it's on the head, it is kemalbush dami. And again, this of course relates, it's not our issue now, but it relates to the issue of shetels. Just to quote one makar, the most important makar regarding the mitzvah, the din, I should say, of kisui rosh for women, of women covering their hair, and the issue, it comes up with shetels. Is shetels a good covering? So if you look in the Sephardic poskim, or Vad Yosef and other Sephardic poskim are vehemently opposed to the concept of shetels. It's a whole fake. Nobody can tell the difference, and isn't it a circumvention of the law? Many different claims against. But me'ikir hadin, according to many poskim, it is 100% fine, based on a Shilte Giborim. The Shilte Giborim in the Sechah Shabbos, on Daf Chaf Tes Amar Aleph in the Dafei Harif. The Mishnah there in Shabbos had said, on Daf Samach Dalid, Yotze Isha B'Peah Nachris L'Chatzer. A woman could go out with her Peah Nachris into a Chatzer. That's talking about, it's not called carrying, it's not called Hotza'ah. But that's what it says. A Isha could go with a Peah Nachris. What's that talking about? So it says the Shilte Giborim in the 1500s, Yira mizela viraya v'smach l'nashim ayotzos v'kisui sa'aros shelohen kishehen nesuos. That's it. Well, they go out with hair covering. Yidbeku bo seir na'eh v'harbei v'tasimo so ha'isha arosha k'desha tiskashet b'seir v'hasa b'isha nesua v'chulu. And he says, lo hai, sa'an erva. Lo, what's erva? Erva is only, when do we say seir b'isha erva? The Gemara in Brachas, lo havi ela b'seir ha'davuk l'b'sara mamish. If it's attached, v'nirek gam b'sara im ha'seir aval seir ha'machase sa'ara Ein kan mishum seir beisha erva, the gamlo mishum pruo rose, and lo shnai even adds siros dida, veloshna siros shal chaverta. Doesn't even matter if she makes a shetel out of her own hair. Kol o davidu lekisi haseir. V'chein v'chud, and he continues, and this is the, what we have seen, Rabbi Mushlemim over the past many, many years, the concept of Kisi Rosh, a Peah Nachris, even though, like the Shulchan Aruch says, it only has the din of an Erva when it is attached to the head. When it's not attached to the head, it is not Erva. The Lubavitch Rebbe says he's very strongly supportive. It covers everything, so that's why he's strongly supportive of Shetels. But this is an important halacha, but here it comes up here by Ir Hanidachas. Continuing a little more, the Menachas Chinuch discusses in Os Chavzayim, as we said before, only the Nechasim of Tzadikim that are in the city are lost, but if they are outside the city, they are not. And then the last point he says is as what happens if you have something, well, two classic Menachas Chinuch questions. What if you have something that is Nikneh Durabanan? to somebody in the Irani Dachas? Is that burned? Or let's say it's Nikne da Oraisa, but the Rabbanan said it's not Kona Midrabbanan. For example, Mo's Konos. We paskin on a Daraisa level. When you pay for something, it's yours. Midrabbanan, it's not yours, because then the guy has it in his attic, and he might let it, might not take care of it, because it's already the other, the buyers, and therefore he's not going to guard it properly. So we say, Midrabbanan, you need Mashicha. But what happens in that case? Midaraisa, it's Nikne. Whose property is it? Is it burned? That's his question relating to the Derabbanan Daraisa issue. And finally, Nos Chavtes, the last point for today, and then we'll have one more mitzvah relating to Irani Dachas. He says, Ani Mesupak. What happens if people, the Irani Dachas, it's like 50-50, it's on the border, it's almost at Irani Dachas. Two people come to court and say, we worshipped, we put it over the majority. We violated. So now you have an Irani Dachas, which is Rove. Do we say, obviously, they're not believed to get everybody killed, because in other Mason Asa Russia. But regarding Mamanis, Hodos Baldin Kemei Edem Dami, do we say they can come to court and get their money, give their money the status of Irani Dachas? Or do we say no? The money issue is a secondary step to the Misa issue. That's his question. He says, Og Efshak Zeres Akasavu Dafke Machi Yair Naseh Ban Irani Dachas Lenyin Misa Gamkin Oza Mamunesar Ava Balonis Chayvu Nefashos Eina Mamunesar Klau O Efshar Tein Zetoli Bezeh Da Mamunesar Bechol Gavne Budchu Rava Ir Nesar Oda Asam Vitzarech Ian. Beautiful question. That the Minchas Chinuch has an Os Chavtes. Okay, this is some of the issues of what has to be burned. We should have one more mitzvah next time relating to Irani Dachas, the Isra Hana of Irani Dachas, and there are a couple of psukim in the Torah that relate to Irani Dachas that we'll have to get to as well.